For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. As we close out this focus on medical marijuana, I want to bring forward a couple of voices.
My name is Patrick Dixon. I'm chairman of the Libertarian Party of Texas. Well, the Libertarian Party, since day one, has always had the position that people own themselves. They determine what's best for themselves. The reason we're here today is to make an attempt with this legislative session to let patients and doctors make choices for what's best for a lot of these people that are suffering. And when some of these people find a treatment that is working and is effective, we don't think the legislature should play doctor with their health. We think the patient and the doctor should make those choices.
This is Dr. Rael Nitis.
Since 1992, there has been no ability to do legal research on marijuana. So if you're going to practice within the confines of the law, which most physicians want to do, it's impossible to do since we don't have any current information regarding the appropriate dosage of marijuana, how much to use, what is it good for, what is it not good for. The federal government has pretty much stifled that whole debate.
My name's Landon Schultz. I pastor Bluebonnet Hills Christian Church. A couple of years ago, I got involved with this because I listened to my 21-year-old daughter and her point of view. As a minister, I've heard a lot of people who are ministers on the other side of this. They seem to think that God didn't create marijuana. I did a lot of study in the Scripture, and what I find when I read the Scripture, it says this: everything that God has created is good if it is used for the intended purpose and sanctified by the word of God and prayer. You can look that up in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. My belief is that what God has created is good, and there's a positive use for it. Just because it can be abused doesn't mean there's not a legitimate use. I think we really need to think of this in the way that Jesus would think of it. And Jesus, when he walked this earth, he sometimes upset people's point of view, and he sometimes changed the way people thought about things. I think we need to have an open heart, an open mind, and an open spirit. I'm convinced that this is one of the things that the Lord Almighty in his infinite wisdom has provided as a way to be a help for people. And so I'm here today to say to my other brothers and sisters who are in the ministry, please open your minds to this, at least give it a thought and a chance to understand.
So this week you've heard from the patients, the politicians, the doctors, the preachers, and last week you heard it from law enforcement against prohibition. My dear friends, what will it take to motivate you to write that letter? Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.